George Gervin, the Hall of Famer, sitting down, one of the great scorers of all time in the history of the league. And George, we're just talking a little bit about the history of the league and here at the Legends Brunch. And you, obviously, the finger roll, you're known for that. You're known for the Iceman. You're known for being one of the great shooters in the history of the game. Just talk a little bit about where you developed that finger roll.
Well, I mean, I developed the finger roll when I became a pro. You know, obviously when I was younger, you know, I mean, I was a lot skinnier, you know, but I could jump pretty high. You know, I mean, I was turned on about a dunk like everybody else was. But, you know, I saw a guy like Julius Erving, Connie Hawkins, Wilt Chamberlain. They had their own version of the finger roll. And, you know, I kind of emulated them. And I guess I'm the one made it famous. But that's really where I got it when I am not the inventor.
Yeah.
Of the finger roll.
Which player today kind of makes you think of an old school player that's fundamentally sound and not only plays the game from a physical standpoint, but a mental standpoint, a complete game?
Oh, you got to go with LeBron James, man. I mean, how LeBron have grown over the years and to be where he is today, he's really showing how special he is. You know, he's been to the finals a few times with just sheer athletic ability and trying to do it by himself. You know, and he make that trade and come to Miami, and he come to Miami with another superstar with Dwayne Wade, and he's able to mash, you know, and play with Dwayne, because LeBron know how to play the game. I think he really took a bad rep early on in his career because they say he wouldn't take the last shot because they were trying to compare him to Kobe and Michael Jordan. But what LeBron do, he'll try to make the right play.
Exactly.
And I think that's special, you know. And that's what I see the growth in LeBron.